Dude, I've got to get in there. Hey. Come on, open up. I got to get ready. What are you doing in there? God, man, you take forever. I'm gonna have to pick this lock. Oh, get that towel around you. All right, seriously though, man, come on, what's going on? You've been in here for like an hour. I've got to get ready. We're going out. What are you doing? Staying home as usual? You should come out with us. Why not? Well, yeah, but I mean, they would be nice to you since you're my brother. They would have to be nice to you. Plus, don't you think some of them are hot? Yeah, I know I'm the hot one, but some of them are kind of hot. Anyway, the offer's there. Maybe one of these days you'll take it. Because, I mean, you're not going to meet anybody sitting in front of your computer all day. You know, you got to get out there. Nobody's just going to walk into our house and find you and ask you out. Oh, all right, your choice, man, but I don't know. It's kind of pathetic. Like, people don't even believe we're really siblings. They think the mailman got to Mom or something. Because we're so different. I'm popular and hot. Do all these after-school activities, have friends, and you're smart and don't talk to anybody. And just stay home all the time. I mean, you should at least go outside and get some sun. You look so pale. Look at you. Look at your body. It's not that bad. Turn around. Come on, just turn around. I mean, it's not like we haven't seen each other. I know it's been a while since we used to take baths together, but I have seen you before, and you're wearing that towel. So just turn around. I just wanted to see, like, your shoulder-to-waist ratio. Let's see what's going on there. Come on, just turn around. All right, and I will come over here and look. Stop. Why do you keep going around in circles like this? Just stop. Stop. Stop moving. Okay. Now, let me take a peek. All right. See? It's not so bad. Right? You do need to get some sun, though. You are like an ungodly shade of white. That's just not good, dude. Yeah. You need to come out with us when we go to the pool and stuff. I know you don't like it, but just do it. Why don't you like it? I mean, it's fun. It's a water, you know. You don't like being in a bathing suit? How come? Well, other than the paleness thing, you're not that bad. You're skinny, but a lot of guys are skinny at your age, and I don't know. I like skinny guys personally. You just don't like feeling exposed like that. Well, yeah, it takes some getting used to. I mean, believe me, the first time I wore a bikini, it was, I was not too confident either. But you can get used to it, and now I'm out there wearing thongs and stuff. Right? Yeah, come on, I know you've noticed. Don't try to tell me that you haven't. Don't try to tell me that. Because I've caught you looking. I have to. Dude, just yesterday in the kitchen, when I dropped my fork and bent over, I saw you looking at my ass. Don't try to act all innocent. Anyway, this is about you, not me. Let me see what else you've got going on. Well, take off the towel. No, I'm serious. I am dead serious. Take off the towel. Come on. Don't be such a wussy. Just let me see what you've got. Man, you are turning a bright shade of red. Why are you so embarrassed? It's just me. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you show me yours, I'll show you mine. I'll take off my shirt. I know you want to see my tits. Do so. Okay, look. Just do it. Come on. Just do it. Why? You don't like your cock? Oh, that's sad. How come you don't like your cock? Is there something wrong with it? Well, then let me see. I'll tell you the truth. At least you'll get an honest opinion. Come on. Dude, don't make me grab this towel. I'm chasing you around. Grab the towel. All right, forget it then. I'll just turn around and got it. Man, I totally psyched you out. Had to grab that towel while you weren't looking, while you had your guard down. Okay, so listen, don't cover yourself with your hands like that. It makes you look like a little girl or something. Just drop your hands by your side and stand there and show me what you've got. Come on. Let me see. Why are you hiding yourself? Are you hiding yourself because you are hard? Dude. Let me see. Come here. Give me your hand. You are hard. What the fuck? Dude, why are you hard? Is this turning you on? Somehow? Being in the bathroom with your sister talking about your cock is turning you on? Man, You really do have to get out more. Now keep your hands here, right here by your side. Do not cover yourself up. That makes you look ashamed and like a wussy. Don't do it. Never do that. Never do that. That's interesting. That you got a big old boner, don't ya? Can I, touch it? Come on. You want me to touch it? Dude, you can't back up anymore. I've got you up against the wall now. There's nowhere else to go. I'm going to reach down here. See, that's kind of nice, isn't it? Nice and warm. Yeah. Has anybody ever touched it before other than Mom and you? Wow. I'm the first real person to touch it. You want me to show you what I do with Matt? Instead of coming back into the house, this is what we're doing in the car. See, I take him with two hands. One hand I keep at the base, and the other hand I keep at the top. And sometimes I do like opposite circles like this. And sometimes I do like two fists up and down at the same time, like they're connected. I think he likes that. And then sometimes I do one down and one up, like an opposite tunnel. And I can do that really fast, and he definitely likes that. What do you think? Looks like you like it too. Which one do you like the best? Oh, and sometimes I'll reach even further down and just like let his balls rest in my hand like this while I'm jerking his cock with my right hand. I cup his balls with my left hand, and then sometimes I find the spot, like right here. I feel that spot, like right. Yeah, that's called a taint. I don't know why. Well, they say because it taint your balls and it taint your asshole. I don't think it's really what it's called, but anyway, I press on it like this. And then sometimes I like rub it a little bit and press and rub at the same time while I'm jerking. And it's all like much easier when he's really hard, because then all this pre-cum makes his dick all slippery. See, you've got some right there. You know what feels the best, though? When I lick it. You want me to show you that? Come on, you know you want it. You know you do. I just want to show you what it feels like. Because it feels good. Your mouth is saying you don't, but your cock is saying, please, yes, please. Yeah. I'll just get down on my knees here. Okay, I'll make you deal. I'll show you my tits, like I said I would before. Okay? All right, I'll take off my shirt. And my bra. Okay. What do you think? You like them? They're pretty, right? I like them. All right. How about if I just give it one little lick? That's okay, right? There's nothing wrong with one little lick. That's not gonna hurt anything. Right? Just one lick? I'm gonna lick it. Quit pulling away. Come back here. Okay, how about if I just give you one little kiss on the tip? I'm not done kissing the tip. Oh, whoops. I guess that's more of a lick, isn't it? Do you want me to suck it? Yeah, you do. Oh my God. Don't even pretend that you don't. Your cock is so hard right now. It is like straining towards my mouth like you wouldn't believe. It's just pulsing and jumping around like a freaking bobblehead. Let me suck it. If you don't let me suck it, I'll tell Dad that you're the one who actually broke his lawnmower. Yes, I will. That's a promise, not a threat. Well, it doesn't really matter who broke it as long as he believes me that you did. Which he will, because he believes everything I say. I'm glad that you agreed. So now I want you to say, sis, please. Put your mouth on my cock and suck me. Say it. Don't look so shocked. It's just to get me in the mood. I'm also teaching you how to talk to women once you're in the bedroom. I mean, there's a time and place for this kind of lingo, and now is it. If you ever have a woman on her knees without her shirt on in front of you and your cock is hard as a freaking rock and straining towards her mouth and her mouth is hanging open like a hungry puppy and you're about to shove it in her mouth, that's the time to tell her to suck it, because that will get her wet and hot for you. So say it. No, not sis, take me in your mouth and suck it. I want you to say, sis, take me in your mouth and suck me. There's a difference. Suck me is like I'm sucking your very soul out of you. Try it again. You see how that works? What do you think? Do you like this so far? No, there's nothing wrong with it. People do this all over in all different cultures. Well, I mean, they're not always siblings, but plenty of people do it. Even so, I don't think you should tell anybody. Okay, we can just not tell anybody. I promise. I promise not to tell anybody that I kissed your cock and sucked and licked your cock. Do you want to see how deep I can get it? Promise me first. Yeah, promise me you won't tell anybody. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. You won't tell anybody. I like playing with cocks. And while we're at it, while you do dishes for me on my turn tomorrow night, please, I'll let you come in my mouth. Oh, yeah, you can come. Oh, that's okay. No, really, I mean, if we're doing this, you might as well do that. It's not like... it's some big line that we're crossing. Once you already have your cock halfway down my throat, I think the line's already been crossed. But there's no line. I mean, like I said, it's perfectly natural. How you're gonna find there's two different kinds of girls out there once you start leaving the house. One of them gives neat, tidy blowjobs like this. And those can be pretty good as long as she knows how to use her tongue while you're inside her mouth. And as long as she knows how to use her lips and keeps her teeth out of the way. And then the other kind of girl is a sloppy, slutty blowjob giver like this. And it's just personal preference, which one you like better. Which one do you like better? Oh, you're so polite. That really is a good answer, though. Whichever one I'm doing at the moment. Very good answer. You like having your balls sucked? You don't know? Let me show you. Looks like you do like it. How about them dishes? Are you gonna do those? Okay, thank you. All right, listen. I need to get ready. So, can you hurry up here? Yes. Just come on your sister's tongue. I think it's fine. And if that, I think it's hot. I want you warm. Salty. Hot. Come to land right here on my tongue. Or maybe on my lips. Yeah, baby. Give me that cum. Come on, little brother. Come on. With being so nice to you, take advantage of it. You can move your hips a little bit more and grab my ponytail. Like that. Now push my head the way you want me to go. Oh, God. He gets to empty his balls almost every day, so listen, are you gonna come out with us? Come on, just come out with us one time, and if you don't like it, then you can stay home next time. Look, if you don't come out with us, I'm gonna tell Mom I sucked your cock. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I'm not gonna tell her that. Just come with us though, please. I don't want you to be like known as a loser brother. Let me help you out. I'll show you around. I'll make sure people are nice to you. I'll show you the ropes. We can be like a team out there. You and me against all the fucktards. You will? Aw, that's great. Alright, let me get ready. Oh, listen. Don't wear those pants. The ones with the, thing. Yeah. Yeah, nobody wears those anymore. Okay. All right, I'll see you in a bit. Bye.